Good afternoon.
there's a very short one, composed by great enlightened Papongka, the Jinyangpo, for daily practice. Push our life obstacles and to have long life. I'm not sure. I think there's maybe there's another one from international office. I'm not very sure. Do I remember clearly? something a little bit more extended with the preliminary practices. Attaining a long life, you see, meditation practice, and you do this, and at the end you do five puja, offering, burning, practice at the end, so the full meditation is the full practice. we haven't translated yet in the APM organization, but there might be. I have a translation from other traditions, but I don't know anybody has translated that. in the Papang, there is the full, how to say, sadhana in the great enlightened Papangas collections of works. what I'm going to explain is from the sadhana of the long life initiation. So it's more or less the same. Maybe there could be a little more elaboration there in the other texts, but this is, I think, the essence is here. I didn't get translated, before, so not everybody can read the Tibetan, but otherwise can make copies and read. So immediately can do practice. I go over this and just with a little commentary description, so that it might help in for the future. It might help in the future when somebody wants to do also a long life retreat. Somebody has life obstacles, so that happens quite often. Somebody's life obstacle and has to do a long life meditation practice. So this is a common one, the Vaitara. there is a Heruka one, Heruka. That is available in English. I'm not sure if that is translated yet in Chinese. I'm not sure. will be very good. I didn't get to mention at the beginning, but mainly to do the long life, the meditation. The gurus, in particular, his Honorable Dalai Lama, because this can, already happened, just recent talking about the coming year, but now it's already happened. Coming year, it's already happened. So this obstacle. the view of the sentient beings is obstacle, isn't it? Obstacle, say, yeah. Mm. So many monasteries, many Tibetan lay people, lay community, the recent year, end of the last year, the last year she just finished. So many did unbelievable number of different, all sorts of different practices, different mantras, long life, and some prayers practice of his obstacles and many different things. Huge numbers they did. So the most important one is the long life for his long life. You see, as soon as we have stable life, that's the most important. That's the most important thing than anything else. Than anything else in the life. So if the soul, as soon as the soul object of refuge, so all sentient beings, all sentient beings, and it's also originator of all the peace and happiness of all sentient beings, from where, you know, all the temporary ultimate happiness comes and everything. And also especially the one who holds entire Buddha Dharma, taught by Buddha, the lesser Vedic path, and the Mahayana Paramahayana path, Mahayana, the Sakyamuni, the Vajrayana path, all the teachings, one who holds whole entire teaching that taught by Buddha, that Guru Shakyamuni Buddha sacrificed his life for 300 great eons. But charity, by being born as king, then made a charity of whole entire family, life, possession, wealth, everything, numerous times. For 300, even that for 300, not just for one eon, but 300 great eons. And then practice of morality, patience, and perseverance, concentration, so forth. And then we're completing two types of marriage, each of the two kinds, so that in order to reveal us, the unmistaken path the complete path to liberation, to enlightenment, unmistaken, to reveal these teachings to us and the beings. To be able to perfect world trust at the basis of the sacrifice of life for three kinds of great eons for the embassy. So now this is still existing in the world, and then His Holiness holds, preserves, he's the root that will preserve, you know, in this world. Making flourishing and and spread, you see. So then this way the did you experience many other great teachers, and then also able to preserve and able to spread to others, able to spread this world to many other sentient beings, including us. So since we met Buddha Dharma, Tibetan Buddhism, Tibetan Mahayana Buddhism, but actually is from India, is not made up by Tibetan family or Tibetan people. Tibetan Lama, but from India, from the yogis, great pandits, which came from Buddha. So they were every single understanding that we have, and every single purification, every single understanding of Dharma that we have, Lamrim, especially another philosophical teachings, and by understanding that, any every single purification we do in our daily life, that we have opportunity, and every single little karma they get purified, and every single marriage we correct, every single cause of liberation, every single cause of happiness in future life, liberation, enlightenment, everything. So all this completely due to Krishna's kindness. So like that, that every day, that we are able to plant seed of enlightenment, seed of all the realizations, by just even going over the Lamrim prayer within a few minutes, you see, is having this great, having this incredible opportunity within the 2-3 minutes that by going over Lamrim prayer, it will plant seed of the whole path of enlightenment. So it's completely by its kindness, you know. So that we're able to make our life beautiful. So many ways we're able to make our lives meaningful and bring closer and closer to enlightenment. So that's totally by the kindness. So therefore, however, thinking also world peace, thinking also for the world peace, and it's very, the leader of the whole entire Buddha Dharma, see, who was able to do, see. The head of all the leaders, the Buddhist or the great masters, you know. So that whole so is on his sinners. So we can do, you see. So therefore it's very essential. When we do long life meditation, and to say even though you have a cancer, even though you have that sicknesses, life obstacles, but still the main motivation is to guru, and especially this time, it's very important, to do long life meditation to see. Intuition is that. So, since you can't, you know, can't really depend on the, I just go over, and a little bit of meditation, you see, that otherwise, and again, elaborating, even there's some part, say, somebody, you know, some brief. If I knew something, then can you take time? So that. So visualize the object of refuge in the. In the space in front of oneself, and around oneself there's all the sentient beings. And then the then start the mind. The refuge, going for refuge, and the heart going for refuge, and with that, then just have prayer. Prayer, taking refuge. So, this is similar with the Sanjay Chodam Sogya Chodamla, it is the same, you see. The meditation is the same. To for the taking refuge, not just become words, only words, and then to be serious that the mind, you see, to the mind really transform into go for refuge, you know, to become real practice. So the thing is, the beginning of Jyotsha, that motivation is after you visualize the merit field, then there's the motivation for refuge. So that is good. Makes you feel something. See, about makes you feel some renunciation. Why, and then also your own suffering, other symptoms of suffering. Then Buddha Dhamma Sangha has the qualities, power, you know, to save, liberate, you see, oneself, sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering. Then, you see, so going for refuge together. Your mind is perfected with the cause of refuge, to your own samsara, you see. Understand how that is your suffering, then you perfect your mind with compassion to others by thinking about the suffering. And then you perfect your mind into the second cause, third, and then faith, by reflecting Buddha Dhamma Sangha has the qualities, the powers to help. So then with all heart, relying upon and devoting to Guru Buddha Dhamma Sangha, so that mental factor is the going for refuge. Here particularly the Mahayana refuge. Mahayana way of going for refuge. Without compassion, without reflecting the sufferings of others and enemies, wishing them to be free from that, just useful fear of moments of samsara and going for having faith in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha's qualities to help, to liberate oneself from samsara. Then going for refuge, that's the Hinayana way of taking refuge. So the Jyotsha that that myself and sentient beings have been experiencing general suffering of samsara, particular suffering of material organs, number of sins from beginning to birth. Not go immediately to the next, but these first ones, extremely extremely important to think well. This very first one. So if you think really from depth of your heart, that this very first one, this the experience the say the general suffering of samsara, the in particular the very heavy one that the Lord suffers. Experience not just one time, not just a few times, but numberless times. Numberless times, even Buddha's own Chimandi cannot count. So numberless, and from beginningless rebirth. So it is very good that this first one to to think deep, you see, to feel deep, stop there, just to feel the depth, the beginningless suffering, suffering of one sometimes. Yes, as well as other, as well as the other significance. Yeah. Sang was explained in the motivation of advanced precepts, you see, that something say something that so terrifying that can't sleep, can't eat, and you see, like somebody who's so unbelievable frightened, somebody who is going to be executed or some torture, see, then you can't see, so frightened that unable to sleep, unable to eat, you see, can't eat, something like that, you see. Then you see, well, also in the future, when we'll have experience, you see. Endlessly. So, very difficult to stand. According to the present situation, you see, still the mind, and that if one doesn't practice Dharma, doesn't do something in this life, then it's going to be endless suffering sometimes, you see. What one experiences already from beginning to birth will be endless. So then this, in particular the Lord of sufferings, was most unbearable, most unbearable, that most unbearable, all the human beings, all the human beings' problems, no matter how much regard heavy, painful, you know, unbearable by human beings, you know, the human problem. But that is, you know, great comfort, you see. It's nothing, great comfort compared to the sufferings of the gross animals, especially at the hell beings. So there's, you see, much more heavier. The 100,000 tons are much heavier. So that. Then after that thing, you see. Present situation, you see, life, reflect, discover. I have received the special human body having freedom richness. Which is extremely difficult to find again. If it's found, has great meaning. Then, how do you see this? Then the have met with the Dhamma that is extremely rare to meet. Have met. Then extremely rare. So. In this world, even there is Buddha Dhamma, but doesn't mean everybody meets Buddha Dhamma. You know? Doesn't mean everybody has a refuge, you see. In the heart, you know? In the mental continuum. See, the door of entering with the Dhamma is the refuge. So the Salama teacher, you know, explained himself that, saying that there was a monastery, a Buddhist monastery in India, but even the abbot was the senior, monk, facing down. You know, facing down to the assembly of sanghas, there's no refuge in the heart. They say like that. So anyway, it is saying that it's not easy. So that happened like that. So the Lama Tisha explained Lamrim. So not everybody has there are many human beings, but you see very little number who has refuge in the heart, in the mental continuum. So and on that basis, with that, then you see. They will understand the Dhamma. They understand. They are the ones, their realization, you know. So it is a question that, you know, if you have interaction, like professor, university, you have an understanding of philosophy, Buddhist philosophy, can explain extremely well. But I don't think you can define that as have met with the Dhamma. But there's no refuge in the heart. So it's not interested with Dhamma, even though the professor can explain extremely well. So, met with Dhamma, not met with Dhamma, one has to understand what it means. One has to understand the definition of that. So definitely not interested in Dhamma, because there's no refuge, the heart. So, however, so it seems rare to meet Dhamma. Extremely rare, then I have met, this time. It is not that Joseph, but I added to see this virtuous friends, you know, who reveal the complete path to enlightenment, who reveal the unmistaken, nothing missing, complete path to liberation enlightenment. So, the one that is extremely rare to meet, you see. I met this time. Found who I met this time. So, all that one can understand. If you look at the world, you know, how many sentient beings? So many sentient beings do not meet guru. Don't meet guru. Unable to find guru. And even they found. But it's wrong guru, say, non-virtuous friend, cannot reveal the path to liberation and enlightenment. Means to achieve happiness in future lives. The correct means to achieve happiness in future lives, you know, cannot reveal even that Dhamma. Whatever method is taught is cause of samsara, and even lower realms. So that then even they found virtual friend, cannot reveal the complete path to liberation, to enlightenment, or this. even as a Buddhist, even as a Buddhist, you see, the word friend, but to teach pure, unmistaken, who revealed a pure, unmistaken teaching, a path to liberation to enlightenment, who is made possible to achieve liberation and enlightenment, you see. Even as a Buddhist, you know. So again, there's a question about, you see, path that is taught is pure art, teaching that is given is pure art, you see. So there's wrong views about emptiness, you know, wrong views about emptiness, you know, and other things. So again, there's a question about, you know, you receive as a teaching what you receive, path that's shown, was pure or not, you see. Again, there's still this question there. So therefore, here, here we have met, see. So relating to yourself, then this time I have met, you know, besides actually living the compassion Buddha, you know, then see all those great, so many masters, you know. Yeah, that, you see. That, yeah. So this great lamb, in the past few number of years, you see, many, who came in Taiwan to receive teachings. So they hear. So, so here. Here, Taichung Center here, then this, because you mean here, recent teacher, see, somebody who studied in, you know, in the monastery, extensive philosophy, yeah, who's done the study well, and still gone through, you see. So, the particular, the Lama Tsongkha, the Lama Tsongkha was teaching, the teaching of the best that, see. So there's a reliance. You can rely upon trust, can rely upon you see, for that. So having studied many years and have gone through classes and did examination of that, you see, and so have gone through all the process. So, so compared myself, I just spent time playing, you know, Baksa, this 8 years, just did playing, you know, going outside playing, and you know, instead of learning Dharma, I learned English, I learned English words, collect English vocabularies. So then I say, did the painting, did the art of the paintings, you know, the plane. So didn't go through all the procedure with the Spanish. So anyway, so you can rely on. I mean, there's translating problem. But sometimes the Bible is a teacher site who have done study, you know, these sort of things. you see, go through everything. You see, yeah. So so that. also our carbon monks, their teacher who educated them, their teacher. Most outstanding teacher, Geshe Losang, who came here 20 times. So that most outstanding the teacher in the monastery, among the learned ones, most outstanding among the learned ones. Among the learned ones, who now these days who educate hundreds, almost thousand students who educated monastery, thousand monks who many hundreds and thousand monks who educate. You see. So, from whom? Many learned disciples, many learned teachers, coming, you know, those monasteries produce coming from those teachers. So similar, couple of monks, they who become teachers, so the education, good understanding, come from those great teachers. So that many of the Kapan monks were studying there, where they are able to receive, many are able to have good education. So because they have great teachers, from whom they study, you see, like that. So anyway. If you think the rest of the world, people, the sentient beings, how much they are suffering, first of all, cannot find. Even they found one virtue, but even the virtues, right? But as the Buddhist, but still there's question about pure teaching. There's a big question there. And even somebody who teach, who knew everything, and master. But there's still that question about whether teaching was pure, unmistaken or not. That's a big question. So therefore, you can see how much sentiments are suffering. Spiritual teacher, even they think they have found a spiritual teacher, guru, you see. also, So therefore, then through this analysis, then you can realize how you are unbelievably fortunate, the most fortunate one, you know, in the world, most fortunate one sitting here. not just the perfectly qualified mind versus friend, not just one, but I met, is there acceptable to find in this world? I met, you see, many of that. So, there is extremely, anyway, there's good, I found a guru, met guru, that revealed complete path, unmistaken, complete path to liberation and enlightenment. So, so this time, so if I don't make it possible to achieve enlightenment, so this is unbelievable, most rare, that all these three rare things are gathered, you know. This is extremely rare, the most rare, like the impossible thing that happened, you know. But, so, like the, see, like the, in the Lambam teaching that I explained, blind turtle, you see, blind turtle under the ocean, living, turtle living under the ocean, that's blind, you know. So, no Dhamma, see. So that means not even Dhamma wisdom, you see. Comes up only after each 100 years. But not every day. Only after 100 years. So then, then there's the ring. In the text mentioned golden ring, but didn't say wooden ring. The golden ring, difficult to stay on the water, you know. Difficult to stay on the water, you know. So like there are many examples. If you throw a grain over the glass windows, it cannot stay. So difficult to see it like that. Those are examples used in the teachings, you see. That was related to perfect human rebirth, you know. So he, so anyway, golden ring, you know, wooden ring can stay, but the golden ring, you know, will go down, it's sink. So, so then that one, let's say that's on the water, and then the blind turtle comes up, which comes up only after a 100 years. Then the head, you see, and the ring, you see, that doesn't stay one place, you know, if it stays on that, but it will stay, moves around. So then the turtle's, the blind turtle's head could go through the ring. So that's a kind of kind of like a very hard to believe, you know, impossible thing to kind of to happen. You see, very hard to believe, extremely hard to believe. So that, so this is what happened this time. You know, extremely hard to believe all these three rare things, you know, gathered this time. So that. So therefore, if I don't make it possible to achieve enlightenment, then I will have to experience suffering samsara without end. So, if I don't do something now, this life, now, this life, even that, now. Then, otherwise, you see, achieve enlightenment, see? Some transformation of mind, realization, see? Then path. that happened in, I will experience suffering, samsara without end. You know? Therefore, you know, who has the So now next one is to be able to accomplish this thing, then you see you need help. So who can help? Then Guru Buddha Dhamma Sangha, who abiding in front of me, has the qualities, the power, who are residing in front of me, has the power. So I must achieve enlightenment for the sake of all mother sentient beings. Not all the mother sentient beings, all. For the sake of must achieve enlightenment, for the sake of all the mother sentient beings. For that reason, then I go for refuge. So, yourself and sentiments, then go for refuge, you see. That. So, essentially here, at the beginning of Jyotsha, this is the Mahayana way of taking refuge, you see. Go for refuge to Buddha Dharma Sangha, and the Guru Buddha Dharma Sangha. I went into long journey into the village or mountains or cities.